different.
And did you ever heard it referred to as a whetstone?
Might
be brine stone. And what is this vehicle that's so handy around the farm?
What do I drive? And what did I drive over here?
Well, and what is sharpen?
What's another name?
File.
And if something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it?
Put oil on it.
Alright, not oil, but hard solid kind. They use around the tractor a lot.
Yeah.
What about your horse charger?
And you would say he did what to the car? And if grease got all over your hands, they are all
grease.
And did you ever heard it referred to as a whetstone?
And what did you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do I know? Name that you might call it rather than just kerosene?
A fish of lamp oil.
What's that thing?
They call it fuel oil, don't they?
Lubricate.
What might you call a makeshift lamp made with a ray
oil
kerosene?
Or
do you ever make these on the farm?
No, we didn't really.
They use around the tractor a lot.
Do you know what these would be called if you did?
No, I didn't.
And you would say, this what car?
Inside the tire of
and
the car is
got
the
all
inner
hands, they were all.
And if they've just, what would you say at their beginning of campaign? You'd say they had just
begun.
And what?
Or if they just get a boat and are going to put it in the water, you'd say they're going to. And what kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake with your husband?
Rowboat.
Now what would you call a boat that had a flat bottom on it?
Right.
And if a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says what?
Put your clothes on.
And fire part.
And if I ask you if you think Kennedy is going to be elected in our 1976, you might say no, but
alright,
in referring to what other people might think, you might say,
and what kind of vote
I don't
think,
but
everybody else others.
If you meet a little boy on the street and he's afraid of you, you might tell him you're not going to hurt him by saying, don't cry, I
won't hurt you.
And if you have having,
and
if
you
now
have just learned to dress yourself, another great
error here. If you're having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this,
and
you might
ask him,
well,
if you think he was
right,
going to be elected.
You're asking a question here. Well, I'm right.
I might say no, but
true. Positive.
Alright, if I wasn't sure about something you had told me yesterday, I might say, well, I'm right. And then make a question out of it. How would you? I'm seeking confirmation of what I've said. Well, I'm right.
Afraid of you, you might tell him you're not going to hurt him by saying, don't cry, I. And if you have having, you have
good. Alright, if you're asking a question out of it, for
you're having
a question,
argument,
you would say, I'm right.
Asking,
you then how would you finish it up and make it a question?
Say, well, I'm right.
No, that would be a statement.
Well, I'm
not
right.
Inquisitive, but you're asking the other. Alright, if I handed you this book, and I said,
if I handed
you this book, I'm right
about something,
then how would you finish it out?